Morning, brother and sister, friend.
各位弟兄姐妹,
I'm so excited
朋友,
to be here this morning.
今天我能够跟大家在一起敬拜神, 我非常兴奋。
To be able to worship with all of you.
我能够与你们大家在一起敬拜。
To sing praises together.
我们一起唱诗。
I really, you know, oftentimes we don't think about how wonderful it is to be able to sing praise to God together.
我们往往会忘记我们能够跟弟兄姐妹大家在一起敬拜神。
And I hope that we always put it in our heart to remember we have good worship, we have good music because the people who are here, we don't see in the corner, they spend hours in the week to practice and rehearse for our sake.
我们必须要记得我们之所以能够在一起敬拜在一起唱诗赞美神是因为有一群弟兄姐妹他们在默默地在帮助我们
And I benefit from their faithfulness
我从他们忠心的服事里得到了很多
And I'm blessed by it
我也因他们忠心的服事
And I'm also especially excited to be here today
我今天也特别高兴能够站在这儿
Because 2 weeks ago,
因为两个礼拜以前,
after the worship service,
在敬拜结束之后,
my wife, came home and asked me, how was the worship service?
有人走到我跟我的太太面前问我们说敬拜过得怎么样?
And Cindy specifically said, how was the preacher?
那么特别是那位讲道的。
I was so sick from the severe flu 2 weeks ago. I couldn't be here.
因为我生病了两个礼拜以前，所以我不能够来到这儿。
And Cindy said, "How was the sermon?"
那么Cindy 就问你们觉得这个正道怎么样
？I said, "I don't think I can be very objective about how the preacher was."
我说对我来说，我不能够很客观的。对这位讲道的牧者做出评价。
Oh, you know why?
你知道为什么
？Because I was listening to my own sermon.
因为我是在听我自己的正道。
So I can't be very objective, but I said, I think I'm still blessed by it.
所以我不可能客观的做出评价，但是我对我说我还是获得了很多从那篇正道中。
I know the lesson of forgiveness is something I need.
我学习到饶恕是我必须要学习的功课。
And it's something I aspire to learn more from the Lord.
同时也是我非常渴望能够从神那儿学习到更多的一项功课。
Now in the last few months, we've been focusing in our sermons and at our co-workers retreat about the subject about being disciples of Christ.
在过去的一些时日，包括同工退休会，我们是着重在如何做门徒。
And I think it would be great for us to get a chance to come to know some of the specific disciples in Scripture who can be either models for our faith or warnings against the pitfalls that we might fall into.
今天神提供了一个很好的机会，让我们来实际的看一看这耶稣的门徒。这些人在什么地方足以做我们的榜样
And today, by way of introduction, we just want to quickly look at the specific 12 disciples that Jesus called to follow him.
我们在开始的时候，我们很快的来看一看神主耶稣基督所呼召的这十二位使徒。
And these 12 people among Jesus' disciples were called by Jesus as his apostles.
在耶稣的门徒当中，耶稣特别呼召这十二位做他的使徒。
And so, would you turn your Bible with me?
所以，请各位打开
圣经。To Mark chapter 3.
到马可福音第三章。
Mark chapter 3, we'll be reading from verse 16 to 19.
第十六节到第十九节，第三章十六节到
verse 13 to 19，
十三章到十九节，十三节到这十九节。
And Jesus went up to the mountain and called to him those whom he desired, and they came to him. And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, so that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach and have authority to cast out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James. To him he gave the name Boanerges, which is sons of thunder, and Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon, the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him.
马可福音第3章第13节，耶稣上了山，随自己的意思叫人来，他们便来到他那里。他就设立12个人，要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道，并给他们权柄赶鬼。这12个人有西门，耶稣又给他起名叫彼得，还有毕太的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，又给这2个人起名叫伴尼奇，就是雷子的意思，又有安德烈、腓利、巴多罗什、马太、多马、亚勒腓的儿子雅各和达泰，并奋锐党的西门，还有卖耶稣的加略人犹大。
Now, in scripture, we can find two types of passages.
在圣经里头，我们可以找到经文有两种类型。
There are those passages that are prescriptive, but there are also those who are descriptive. Okay, 圣经当中的记载，经文当中我们可以看到有两种题材，一种是指示性的，一种是叙事性的。Okay, we're more familiar with what are considered prescriptive.
我们一般对于具有描绘性的
指示性的
经文比较熟悉。
Because they prescribe to us what to do.
因为他们告诉我们当怎么行、
right?
当怎么做。
Love the Lord your God.
因为我耶和华神告诉我们当怎么行、怎么做。
Yeah. For example, love the Lord your God.
比方说耶和华你的神。你的主
不是比如说你要爱主你的神
比方说你要爱、
okay. For example, love your neighbor as yourself.
比方说要爱你的要爱人如己。
For example, forgive one another.
比方说要彼此饶恕。
Okay. For example, husbands, love your wife and give your life for her.
比方说丈夫要爱妻子要为妻子舍命。
These areprescriptive. These are things that scripture tells us to do. We easily can say, oh, God is telling me to do this.
这是一个从神那边直接来的命令式的指示性的经文。
But there are those passages like today, the passage we just read, they're descriptive. They describe something that happens.
但是我们今天所阅读的经文是一个描绘性的或描述性的经文的例子。
And we tend to say, well, there are also a lot of stories in the Bible. I like to read stories.
也许我们会说，我已经看多了圣经里头的故事，我不再需要听故事了。
不是，有时候我们会说，圣经里面有许多的这种描述啊、故事啊、历史啊，很好，我喜欢，对不对？ But remember this, brothers and sisters, that.This is God's word. God chose to record these as revelation to us for our life's benefit.
但是我们要记得，神的话就是神的启示。神选择用某种类型的话语来告诉我们，来教导我们，我们都得听。
So the passages that are prescriptive, that are instructional, yes, they are good for us, but also.The word of God that are descriptive, they are also spiritual significance and lessons for us to learn from.
所以带着指示、带着命令的经文，我们需要听，因为这是神的命令、神的指示。但是同样的，比较 偏重于叙述性或叙描绘性的经文，我们也要看，因为里头也含着丰富的属灵的意义，对我们也有好处。
So the passage we read today, as well as the parallel passage we'll read a little bit in Luke, it gives us a list of the 12 apostles.
所以我们今天所刚刚所念的经文，以及在路加福音里头所记载的另外一项与这篇这个经文平行的经文，讲的都是十二个使徒的事迹。
At first glance, it's a list of names.
我们一看，我们发现的就是一连串的名字。
It gives a little bit of a background and circumstances when and how they were called.
给我们一些这个背景是什么时候，还有是怎么样他们被呼召的。
But there's so much more in there.
但是除了这些表面的意义之外，其实里头还含着很深的丰富的含义。
So as we come into an introduction of these 12 men,
所以当我们在开始要介绍这十二个门徒的时候，
I want to bring us back into the time of Jesus and his calling of these 12 disciples.
我要带你们回到主耶稣基督当时怎么呼召十二个门徒。
I think it's good for us to have a general idea about the geographical background.
我想对我们来说，如果我们有一些基本的地理上的相关知识，对我们是有好处的。
During Jesus' time,
在耶稣基督在世上的时候，
in the land of Israel,
在以色列的这片土地上，
the most highly respected, the most prosperous, the most important place is around Jerusalem.
这个最受人敬重最丰富的地区就是耶路撒冷那一带。
It is where the temple is.
那是神的圣殿的所在。
It is where all the educated people are at.
所有的受过很高教育的人都聚集在那儿。
The leader of the society and of the land is in Jerusalem.
那片土地上那个社会的领导阶层人物也都在那儿。
The highest ranking official from the Roman Empire that is stationed in the land of Israel is in Jerusalem.
从罗马帝国在罗马帝国的时代，所有的最高阶层的那些高官，达利也都聚集在那儿。
It is the political, economic, and social and educational center.
那是政治、经济、文化、教育的中心。
But when Jesus started out in his ministry,
但是当主耶稣基督开始他的事工的时候，
And when he called his first group of disciples,
当他拣选呼召十二个他的第一批门徒的时候，
He did not start in the center of that society at the time.
他并没有从当时的世上的这个中心那个地区开始。
Scripture tells us in this passage that He started in the land of Galilee, which is around the Sea of Galilee, north of Jerusalem.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督开始他的事工是在加利利一带。
Mark chapter 3 verse 7 tells us that.
马可福音第三章告诉我们。
If we take a look at the area of Galilee, which is around the Sea of Galilee,
如果我们看一下加利利的地图，就是环绕着加利利海的那一带地区。
The first four apostles, Peter, James, John.
第一批的那四个人就是彼得、约翰，还有。
They are all fishermen.
彼得、雅各、约翰，他们都是渔夫。
And another part of the scripture tells us that they're from this town called Bethsaida, which is right at the shore of the Sea of Galilee.
他们告诉我们，圣经告诉我们，这是在
伯在大，
这是在加利利湖的，加利利海的附近。
沿岸的一个城。And so we see that Jesus, number one, picked a location that is rural.
所以我们看见，主耶稣基督他选择的地方是一个偏远的，乡下的地方。
And the people that he called out to,
那么他所呼召的人
are not the elite in the society.
并不是社会上的精英分子。
That he purposely chose an area that's out of sight of the emphasis of human aspiration.
主耶稣基督很刻意的选择了并不是当时世界的中心的地方来开始他的事工。
However, if we look back in Mark chapter 3,
但是如果我们回过头来看马可福音第三章
in verse 7 and onward, it tells us that when Jesus was preaching around Galilee, these are the people that were following him.
这儿从第七节开始告诉我们主耶稣基督在他在加利利宣教的时候有很多人跟随他。
There are people from Jerusalem and Judea, which is way down here.
这些人是从犹太耶路撒冷来的，就在地图上的下面。
There are those from Idumea, which is even further south from Judea.
从以图买来，这是更南。从更南的地方,
Then there are people from beyond the Jordan, which means east of where they're at.
还有约旦河外的地方就是约旦河东。
And then there are people from Tyre and Sidon, which are two towns right by the shore of the Mediterranean Sea.
有这个推罗西顿，这是从地中海
沿岸的两个
边的地方，
推罗和西顿。And so we'll look at these 12 apostles specifically and talk a little bit more about that. But they are a group of fishermen. They are a group of people who are not the elite in society, who lives and works around Galilee, but they're also among people from all over the land.
所以当我们谈到12个使徒的时候，他们并不是社会上的精英，他们住在北边的加利利海一带，是一个偏远的地方，但是他们也是从四面八方来的人。
What's interesting,
有意思的是
and I'll talk about this a little bit later,
我等一下还会
再讲一些。Is that out of these 12 people, less than half of them,Unless the Bible tells us about their background for only less than half of them.
在这十二个门徒之中，有意思的是，这个圣经有关他们的记载只记载了所记载的不到一半。
When we think about important people,
当我们想到所谓的重要。人物的时候
When we think about prominent people,
我们想到的就是那些很有名声地位很高的人
we always start with their name and their family name and then where they're from and their educational background
当我们谈到这些人的时候我们常常是先讲到他们的名字他们的来自什么地方他们的家庭背景他们的教育背景等等
Yet more than half of these 12 apostles, the Bible leaves those background blank.
但是呢，关于这十二个门徒，其中有一半以上的圣经是选择让他们的背景是一片空白。
When God chooses to highlight certain things, we know it's important. But when God chooses to specifically leave things out, We know he has a purpose as well.
当神有意的去突出某些事情或某些人的时候，我们知道那是重要的。但是当神选择为某些人或某些事情选择留下空白的话，我们也应该知道那也是很重要的。
When we think of Jesus' 12 disciples or the apostles, we think they are great men of faith.
我们当我们想到看到耶稣所拣选的十二个门徒或使徒的时候，
Yeah, we think that they're prominent men of faith.
我们以为他们是名声很大的人。
Yeah, 然后是信心很充足的人。
是信心是很有信心的，信心很充
足的人。They are the pillars and the foundations of the Church of Jesus Christ.
我们就想他们是教会的柱石。
They are saints.
他们是像圣人般的那样的高尚。
They lived, they walked, they ate with Jesus.
他们跟耶稣生活在一起，在一起吃，在一起住。
They heard from Jesus' teaching personally.
他们亲耳的听见主耶稣基督的教导。
They saw with their eyes. They experienced firsthand the power of Jesus.
他们亲眼目睹主耶稣基督所行的种种神迹。
They themselves were given power to drive out demons, to heal diseases.
他们也从主耶稣基督那儿得到权柄，能够赶鬼，能够医病。
I mean, if there are rankings of Christians,
如果他们是
if there is such a thing as a ranking of Christians,
如果我们要在基督徒当中分出等级的话，
they've got to be the tip of the pyramid, right?
他们一定是在这个等级的最上端，是第一等的。
I am an apostle of Jesus.
我是耶稣的使徒。
I not only heard his teaching,
我不但亲耳听到他的教导。
I know his heart.
我也知道耶稣的心。
You know, I lived with him. I sat with him.
因为我跟他住在一起，生活在一起。
I touched him.
因为我触摸过他。
I suffered with him.
因为我与他一同受苦。
I shared in his joy, I shared in his sorrows.
我与他同甘，我也与他共苦。
I was in that boat when he calmed the storm.
当主耶稣基督让风浪安静下来的时候，我就在那艘船上。
I was given the power to heal the people who are sick.
主耶稣基督赐给我这个权柄能力，能够医病。
And those people who are demon possessed, I cast out demons.
那些被鬼附着的，我能够赶鬼，把鬼从他们身上赶出来。
I mean, in terms of being close to Jesus and having the power of God, no one has more than me.
所以我与主耶稣基督是最亲密的，他所给我的能力也是最大的。
Now, for those people, we should know everything about them.
所以对于这样的人而言，他们的种种的事情我们是应该知道的。
If you and I were writing about these 12 men,
如果你或者是我给这十二个门徒做做介绍或者记载他们的事迹的话，
we're going to write about how strong they are in faith.
我们一定会描述他们的信心有多大。
How much education and biblical knowledge they have.
他们受的教育有多高，他们的圣经知识有
多
丰富。
How many demons they drive out.
还有他们是如何把鬼赶出去的。
What kind of different kinds of demons.
有不同各式各样不同种的什么的魔鬼。
How many people did they actually heal?
他们医治过多少人？
Right? I mean, is it 100? Is it 500? Is it 1,000? Come on.
100, 500, 1,000.
And where did you do all the healings?
他们在哪儿行神迹的？
how much they've accomplished.
他们的成就有多大?
But none of those are in the scripture.
可是呢, 在圣经里头, 我们找不到, 这样的记载。
You know, God never misses what he needs to say about a person.
神, 他需要, 怎么样来描述, 一个人, 他绝对不会, 不这么做的。
God reveals the heart of man.
神, 他可以把人内心的状态给显露出来。
Whether good or bad,
不管是好是坏, 是善是恶,
we see that in scripture.
我们在圣经里头都可以看到。
Throughout Christian history, throughout the Old Testament, New Testament, even today, God reveals the heart of man.
通过 教会的历史, 或者在旧约或新约, 也, 即使是在现在, 我们都看见神显露,
What is prominent about the 12 apostles of Christ, brothers and sisters, what we see is actually their obscurity.
那么, 关于这12个门徒, 他们的, 过人之处, 在圣经上, 并没有说得很详细。
What God leaves out about what we expect to be written about these men
我们认为,
is what God wants us to see.
我们认为神该记载的, 而神却没有在圣经上, 有这个记载, 让我们看, 这是, 值得我们, 重视, 值得我们深思的, 一个事实。
These 12 people
这12个人,
are unlike you and me.
他们跟你,
are not unlike you and me.
跟你跟我没有什么不同。
They didn't have prominent religious background.
他们并没有很显赫的, 宗教背景。
They don't necessarily have a social economic status that's in the elite band of society.
他们也不见得具有在所谓的, 社会的精英阶层里头那么高的社经地位。
They're not special because of who they are.
他们并不是他们作为一个人他们其实没有什么特别之处
They're special because God chose them
他们之所以异于凡人之所以特别就是因为神拣选的耶稣拣选了他们
You know that men and women of God are special
你知道神的 神的 仆人, 使女都是很特别的,
也不是仆人使女, 属神的儿女, 属神的和女,
儿女都是很特别的。
But we're not special, we're not special so that God chose us.
但是并不是因为我们特别, 以至于神拣选了我们。
We're special because God chose us.
我们之所以特别, 是因为
Now, while we know very little about these people, it's not that we don't know anything.
虽然我们对这12个人所知甚少, 但是并不是我们完全都不知道。
So today, I just want to quickly look at four aspects of these 12 people.
所以我们今天就很快地看到有关这12个门徒的四点四个方面。
We want to look at their calling.
他们的呼召。
We want to talk about their confirmation.
他们的 印证,
we want to talk about their commission
他们的使命,
and then finally we'll wrap up to their characteristics
还有他们所具有的特质
to get a further picture about their calling let's turn to Luke chapter 6
有关他们的 呼召 我们看路加福音
Luke chapter 6 Starting from verse 12.
路加福音第六章第十二节。
So in those days, Jesus went out to the mountain to pray, and he prayed all night as he prayed to God.
那时耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告神。
He prayed before his father all night because he's about to select these 12. He's about to select 12 people among his disciples to be his apostles.
耶稣之所以整夜祷告神，是因为他 准备要拣选从他的门徒里头拣选十二个人做使徒。
So verse 13 says, so when the day came, he went and gathered all of his disciples.
第十三节到了天亮叫他的门徒来。
And from among all his disciples or all his followers, he chose 12.
就从他们中间挑选十二个人。
And he called them apostles.
称他们为使徒。
Now disciples are followers or students.
所谓的门徒就是学生或者跟随者。
And the word apostle actually specifically means someone who's been given a mission or someone who represents the one who's being sent. The one who sent them.
那么使徒的基本的意思就是他是被选择出来出来要赋予一个特殊的使命或任务的。
So the apostles of Jesus were the 12 that Jesus specifically selected and called to represent him for his mission.
所以使徒就是耶稣从他的众门徒里头很特别拣选出来的的人，他们要被耶稣差遣，他们要行耶稣让他们做的事情，他们是代表耶稣。
And then it lists the 12 names.
那么接下来我们就看见一个名单，就是这十二个人的
名字。And then in verse 17, though, then it says, after he selected the 12, Jesus came down with them, and then he stood in a level place. And where was he standing? He was standing with a great crowd of disciples and a great multitude of people from all over Judea and Jerusalem and the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, meaning a crowd from as far as the shore of the ocean and as far as the edge of the desert, south, north, east, west, everywhere. This is a great multitude of people were gathered.
第十七节接着告诉我们，耶稣在拣选了这十二个使徒之后，就跟他们下了山，站在一块平地上，还同站的还有许多门徒，又有许多百姓。这个百姓是从犹太全地、耶路撒冷并推罗西顿的海边人等等。换句话说，这是一群一大群人，他们从四面八方，从海边，从沙漠地带，从山那边聚集在那边听耶稣讲道。
Jesus called 12 people to be his apostles.
耶稣拣选了十二个人做他的使徒。
In a very critical sense that we need to understand that these are 12 select men that Jesus called personally.
我们要特别注意的是，这十二个人是耶稣亲自拣选出来的。
These 12 men, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, there's a reason why there's 12 of them.
我们等一下会稍微再提一下，这十二个人他们只有耶稣拣选了十二个是有特别的意思的。
And has to do with the 12 tribes of Israel.
因为这十二代表以色列的十二支派。
As far as I know,
据我所知，
Jesus did not call any other people to be apostles.
就我所知道的，耶稣并没有拣选和呼召其他的人。
As far as my understanding of Scripture, there are no other apostles after these 12.
据我所理解的圣经，耶稣除了这十二个人之外，没有别的设立别的使徒了。
With the exception of Paul, who was called by Jesus to be an apostle to the Gentiles, who are the non-Jewish people.
除了保罗之外，耶稣拣选保罗做外邦人的。
And of course, the other apostle who was called to replace Judas Iscariot.
那么还有两个人是代。
还有第二个，另外一个人。
另外一个是代替犹大。
卖耶稣的犹大。
卖耶稣的犹大。
If there are people who call themselves Jesus' apostle today,
如果今天有人自称是耶稣基督的。使徒,
I'm so close with Jesus.
Oh, 我跟耶稣基督非常的接近，关系很亲密。
He talks to me directly.
他直接跟我说话。
And I'm just like these apostles. I have power over demons.
我就像圣经中说的那十二个使徒一样，我能够赶鬼。
And I'm full of spiritual power to heal diseases.
我充满了属灵的能力，能够医治病人。
And so I have the authority and the status to demand the respect of an apostle.
所以我有这个权柄，我有这个特权，能够要求你们给予我像使徒那样的地位跟尊重。
At the least, we need to exercise discernment.
至少我们应该
要有一种能够一种分辨的心。
哦，我们应该
最少最少我们要有一个分辨的心。
当我们听到有人这么说的时候，我们要分辨。
We need to be spiritually mature.
在我们需要有属灵的成熟。
We need to have biblical knowledge.
我们需要有圣经的知识。
There are ways to test whether someone is truly who they claim to be or not.
好让我们能够试验，知道当有人这么自称自己是使徒的话，是真还是伪。
Now, even as these 12 apostles who are called by Jesus,
即便是这十二个人被呼召成为使徒。
The scripture tells us exactly why Jesus pulled 12 people out of the crowd.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们为什么耶稣从这么多的人里头挑选，特别挑选出这十二个人来。
Mark chapter 3,
马可福音第三章
14 and 15 very clearly tells us that Jesus called them.
第十四节跟第十五节很清楚的，很具体的告诉我们。
So that they might be with him.
他之所以设立这十二个人，是好让他们常与自己同在。
That they will be with Jesus basically during those 3+ years that they would just live life with him.
也就是说，在耶稣基督在世上的三年，他们是几乎是一直跟他生活，跟耶稣生活在一起。
To teach them.
让耶稣教导他们。
To model for them.
做他们的榜样。
To build them up.
建造他们。
And then they can be with him so that what? He might send them out to number one, preach.
那么耶稣要他们常与自己同在的最终的目的是因此可以差他们去传道。
That they might be able to bring the gospel, the kingdom of heaven, that they might be able to bring the hope of salvation into the lost.
他们能够去传福音，能够拓展神的国度，能够把盼望带给那些失丧的人。
And the verse 15 says that he might also then give them authority over the demons and then also the diseases.
第十五节告诉我们，另外有一个目的就是他们会获得权柄来赶鬼、医治。
And so in the calling of these 12 disciples who we call apostles, we see that Jesus first called them what? Out of the crowd.
所以在呼召，所以在耶稣呼召，从众门徒中呼召这十二个人做使徒，我们第一个看见的就是耶稣从众人中特别挑选出来。
Don't just be people who are gathered because there's something interesting, something exciting, or something you think it's good, that you want to be part of.
并不是随随便便从一大群人里头跳出来，因为这一大群人有时候是为了兴趣，有时候是因为好奇，有时候是因为其他的利益的缘故而聚集来听耶稣讲道的。
Come out from the crowd and be an actual disciple, be a student, be a learner of Christ.
他们是从众群众之中被拣选出来的，成为耶稣的 学生成为他的门徒
but then,
进一步成为他的使徒
But then even among the disciples they stepped up
哦，但是这十二个人最初是在一群门徒里头那么在这一群门徒里头他们进一步脱颖而出成为使徒
Jesus has a calling God has a calling for us to become his children and have his life
神呼召我们做他的儿女
And we're all called to be disciples of Jesus
我们也都被称为主耶稣基督的门徒
But among the followers of Christ there are those who God will call
但是在追随耶稣的一大群里头耶稣会拣选一小群人
Jesus says that I have a specific purpose for you
那么耶稣会说我在你身上我有特别的目的
I want you to step up from just a mere disciple
我要把你希望你能够从门徒当中能够更进一步能够站出来
And for these 12 men Jesus says step up Come out of the crowd Step up from the disciples and come and be with me.
所以就像耶稣当年对这十二个人说，你们从众人之中出来，你们从众门徒之中出来，成为他的使徒。
Be with me and learn from me.
耶稣对他们说，你们这几个人要跟我同在，从我这边跟我学习。
Learn from me, and then so you can bring the truth of God to people around you.
你跟我们学习，让我做你们的榜样，好，让你们能够出去传道，把神的道带给世上的人。
And then live a life that's evident of the miraculous power of God.
同时，你们要过着一种生活，那个生活是能够展现神所赐给你的能力的。
I think not only do we get to know these 12 people, but brothers and sisters, those of us who are Christians, think on that.
所以我们不但需要知道这十二个门徒的同时我们在作为神的儿女，我们也要
What is our calling today from God?
我们也要问自己，我们今天神给我们什么样的呼召？
What is God's calling for you?
神对你的呼召是什么
How is the Lord Jesus calling you?
耶稣基督是怎么呼召你的
You know, in a large sense, it is the same calling.
就广义而言是这个呼召是一样的
Jesus says, come out of the crowd.
基本上就是说从群众中走出来
Don't be associated with a church or Christianity, but just being one of many who really don't have a relationship with the church.
不要属于某个教会或某一个基督教派，就是要你们成为跟主耶稣基督跟我有密切关系的人。
Don't just follow someone or follow some teaching.
不要就跟着某个人学或者跟着某种教导而走
Come out of the crowd and be a disciple of Jesus
从众人中走出来成为耶稣基督的门徒
To learn from him
跟耶稣学习
To learn from his words
跟从他的话语得到教导
To be led by his spirit
按着圣灵的引领而行
And that bring the hope of salvation to others around you
把救恩的盼望带给周围的人
And then also live a life of miraculous power that is from God
同时活出一个展现神的大能的生活
That's the calling of the 12.
这是耶稣当年对那十二个人的呼召
Now what is the confirmation of these 12?
那么 这十二个人被呼召的印证是什么？
How can they prove that they've been called by Jesus and have been given this special title and status as the apostles or representatives of Christ?
他们怎么能够证明他们是耶稣所拣选的？他们怎么能够证明他们被冠以这个使徒的称呼？他们怎么能够证明这些？
Right? It's easy to claim and say, I am the apostle of God.
因为要自称我是耶稣的使徒很容易。
Well, how can people know that you are someone special from God?
但是别人怎么知道你真的是蒙耶稣所呼召的？
And so for these 12, Jesus then specifically, right, Mark 3:15, gave them the power to drive out demons.
所以对这十二个人而言，耶稣就特别的给他们权柄，让他们赶鬼。
And Luke chapter 6, verse 18, we see further that the power they have is not only to cast out demons and unclean spirits, but also that they're able to heal all types of diseases.
同时，路加福音又让我们看到进一步看到，不但是还有还给他们耶稣还给他们医治疾病的能力。
The purpose for these miraculous powers is so that it confirms that they are from God, and then it affirms the message of the salvation that they will be preaching.
所以，耶稣基督之所以赋予他们这样的能力，是印证他们是真的是耶稣所拣选的使徒，同时也能够确实的证明他们所传的救恩。
Because no human being can cast out demons, do we all know that?
因为人我们都知道不可能赶鬼。
No human being, right, without medical training or tools or medicine can heal disease.
我们都知道没有未经医学训练的人没有能力治病。
And so when someone can cast out demons, and when someone can heal disease, and then they said, this power is not of this world, it is of God, then we can trust what they say.
所以当一个人他没有什么医学的训练，他只是一个平凡人，他能够医病，他能够赶鬼，这就是印证他的能力是一种超自然的能力，是神所赐予的能力。
Well, that's for the apostles.
那么使徒们就是这样。
What about for Christians today?
那么今日的基督徒又怎么样呢？
How are we confirmed, right? That's the confirmation of the apostles, but how are we confirmed as disciples and children of God, and how are we confirmed as true Christians today?
我们作为神的儿女，作为神的门徒，耶稣基督的门徒，我们怎么能够向世人印证我们是耶稣所呼召的。
I might even go further and say, how does God give us confirmation so that when we preach the message of the gospel, that people would recognize that we are real?
我可以进一步再引申一下，我们怎么能够向世人印证我们真正是耶稣所呼召的？所以我们所传的救恩都是真理，都是从神那儿来的真理。
Do you know that for us today, children of God today, it is also with a miraculous power given to us by God?
我们知道，就是像对我们今日的基督徒像我们一样，我们也从神那边得到超乎平常的凡人的能力。
Do you know that God's desire for you is that you will live a life of power?
你知道不知道神对你的心意是你能够活出一个强而有力的生活？
Do you not know that God's desire is for you to live a life of power that is so miraculous that everyone will have to say, well, that's from God?
你知道不知道神对你的心意是你能够活出一个
Now, this power for us today, it's not like the apostles. It's not the miraculous power over demons and diseases.
对今天的我们基督徒这样的能力不同于耶稣当年所拣选的十二个使徒所展现的那样的能力。
But in a way, it's more, even more practical, and it's even comes with more depth.
但是就在某种意义上来说是比当年更有能力而且更有意义。
It is the power that is from God that brings true transformation in our lives.
这种神所赋予我们的能力能够改变人的生命。
It's alive that manifests, that shows, that displays godliness.
这样的一个能力显现出神的
不是 这是神赐给我们的一种能力让我们在我们的生命当中我们能够有很切确很明显的改变我们在我们的生命当中我们对神敬虔我们敬畏神 There is holiness
这里头有圣洁
That we are able to live a life of integrity
我们能够过一个表里如一忠于原则的生活
There's a deep abiding faith that we have
我们有一个坚定不移的深深的扎根的那种信心
And there's a true hope for the future
我们也拥有一个真正的盼望
And there is a unadulterated genuine love that we have from deep within our hearts for others.
还有从内心所发出的对他人的真诚的爱。
This is a power that causes our life to change and be transformed constantly.
这样的能力让我们的生命能够继续不断地被改变被塑造。
Through spending time with Jesus.
通过跟主耶稣基督在一起
through learning of his word
学习他的话语
through being led by the spirit
通过不消灭圣灵的感动
that our lives,
接受圣灵的引领
that our lives are transformed before people's eyes because of the renewing of our minds
通过这些我们的生命有不断的被改变被塑造我们的生命不断地被更新这个在外人的眼里我们就有了神所赐的能
力 And because that life shines so bright that it makes our message attractive to the unbelieving world
而我们过的这样的一个生活或者是我们的生命是像明光一样的照耀对外人有吸引力让他们愿意来听主耶稣基督的真理
You know this world
这个世界
has now taken divorce as something common
把离婚当作是一个稀松平常的事情
今天全世界不管是哪一个国家哪一个民族哪一种文化今天对婚姻来说离婚这件事情是家常便饭 okay. But it's not The issue is not divorce
但是问题的本身关键不在离婚
The issue is the pain and the hurt the pain and the hurt and the disappointment that is caused within a conflicting relationship
这个问题的关键在一个紧张的还有有摩擦的关系当中所那样的关系所带来的伤害
It's disappointment
痛苦
It's disappointment
失望
It's despair
绝望
Giving up on something that can be pure and something that is true and it's giving up something called love
让我们不得不放弃原本是纯真纯洁美好的东西。
Who can overcome that?
谁可以克服这些？
No one.
没有人。
No matter how hard you try, you can't.
不管你有多么的努力，你没有法子克服。
No matter how great of a psychologist or counselor you have, you can't.
不管你的心理辅导师是多么的
多么的优异，
多么的优异，多么的优秀，也没有办法克服。
At best, you can learn to deal with it. At best, you can learn to just live with it, deal with it.
我们所能够做到的最好的就是把它放在一边，忘了它或不理它。
No human beings can overcome that.
没有一个人能够克服这些。
But God can.
但是神能。
Broken relationship between husband and wife.
夫妇之间破碎的关系。
Hurtful relationship between parents and children.
亲子之间具有伤害性的关系。
Disillusionment about the political climate.
对政治方面的事情的幻灭。
You know, struggles that we deal with in life.
我们在日常生活中的种种的挣扎。
What Christians face and what Christians deal with are no different from the non-Christians.
基督徒所要面对的、所要处理的问题，其实跟非基督徒没有什么不同。
But what is the confirmation that the hope we have is real?
但是我们基督徒所拥有的盼望的印证是什么？
What is the confirmation that when we tell people that Jesus is the best, that Jesus brings life, and that the eternal salvation that God has for us, so that we're out of the sin and the depth and the bondage of sin, is true, is our changed life?
我们当我们对外人说主耶稣基督所带来的盼望，所带来的医治，或者是等等的，我们的印证是什么？我们的印证就是我们本身所活出的，被神所塑造的那个新生命。
So many books in the New Testament.
新约中很多卷书里头。
Ephesians, Corinthians, Colossians, Philippians, you name them.
以弗所书、加拉太书、哥罗西书，等等。
If you ever study them.
如果你读了这些。
You'll know that, oh, these books are easy. The first habit is what? The first half of these books talks about what?
那你就会说，哦，这些圣经里头讲的很容易。第一部分或头半部总是什么？
Talks about the doctrine of our faith.
总是关于基督的教义，
我们信仰的教义，
我们信仰的教义。
But the second half is always what?
那么第二部分呢？下半部呢？
It's always the practice of our faith.
是，一定是关于我们的信心和信仰的生活实践。
How our lives are lived.
如何的去使用、去应用，
Because if we truly have the grace of Jesus in our lives,
因为如果我们真的有主耶稣基督的恩惠慈爱，
if we really have that new life that is within us,
如果我们真的拥有新的生命，
that is the only way we can live a life that is led by the Spirit.
我们如果我们接受圣灵的引领，那么我们所活出来的生活就一定是那个。那样的生活。
That's the only way why in our struggles, in our pain, in our hurt, we can be restored and renewed so we have love and grace and patience and hope to show to others.
那是唯一的方式 让我们在我们生活中所经历了，虽然经历了种种的挣扎、种种的苦难、种种的煎熬、种种的痛苦等等，我们还是能够活出有爱、有恩慈的生活，让世人看见神。
That's the confirmation.
这就是我们的印证。
It is the power of God in us.
印证有神的能力在我们的生命中。
It is the changed life.
印证是一个有神的能力，让我们能够让我们改变了，而得到了新生命。
It's not changed one time. It's not just changing one time. So 我们生命有改变，不是只是一次的改变。It is an ongoing transformation.
所以这样的改变不是在旦夕之间就发生的，是一个一个过程，一个一直持续不断的改变更新。
And so that's the confirmation.
这就是我们的印证。
Well, what is the commission of the 12?
那么这十二个门徒所接受的任务或使命是什么呢？
Well, we kind of talked about that already.
我们已经谈过了。
It's very clear, very simple.
很清楚，很简单。
To preach God's word.
就是传道，传讲神的话。
And to bring people out of bondage.
就是让人脱离罪的捆绑。
For the apostles, they were releasing the people from the bondage of demons, from the bondage and adverse effect of diseases.
这十二个门徒，他们帮助世人从鬼的捆绑，从世界的捆绑，从罪的捆绑中
得自由。Matthew chapter 28, the Great Commission, those were spoken first to the 12.
在马太福音的那个大使命的那个经文里头，耶稣首先是对他的这十二个门徒说的。
To make disciples of all nations.
你们要在万国万民中让他们做我的门徒。
To baptize those who are saved.
为他们受洗。
To teach them God's word.
教导他们神的话。
To teach them to obey God's word.
教导他们顺服神的话。
And then in all things honor the authority of Christ.
在所有的事上都要以高举主，以他为大。
And that is the commission, the same commission that we receive today as children of God.
这也是我们今天从耶稣那边所得到的同样的使命。
The last thing we want to cover by way of introduction is the characteristics of these 12.
最后我要谈到的是这十二个门徒的生命的一些特质。
In the next few weeks and months,I aim to introduce and look at some of the specific disciples of Jesus.
在未来的几周或几个月，我打算具体的看一看这十二个门徒当中的某几个人。
And it won't just be these 12.
而且我不仅仅会谈到这十二个人。
And they're not all men.
他们
也不全都是男人。
他们也不全都是男人。
There are many, many wonderful women who are wonderful disciples of Jesus.
有很多的门徒是很美好的女人。
I think I wouldn't be too wrong to say, actually, there are usually more better Christians.And disciples of God who are women than they are men.
如果我说，一般来说，在基督徒里头，比较合乎神心意的，门徒，女性多于男性。如果我这么说，可能也不会，
不是
可能也没错。
Yeah, 也没错。So what are some of these characteristics in as a whole?
那么总体而言，他们有些什么共同的特质呢？
I already mentioned they're ordinary people.
我已经谈过了，谈到了他们只不过是个平凡人。
Fishermen.
渔夫。
And there's a tax collector.
或者是税吏。
make good money, but you're not the most respected person in society.
这些人他们是挣不少钱，但是他们并不受人尊重。
And two brothers, they're just known as sons of thunder.
还有两兄弟，那么我们就知道，我们只知道他们是雷子。
Probably because they're very loud.
或许是他们说话声音很大。
And because they're short-tempered.
或者是他们很脾气比较暴躁。
There's a person called the zealot.
奋锐党的。还有一个人是奋锐党的西门。
Someone who's very politically motivated.
他政治性很强。
But he's definitely in the minority.
但是这样的人是少数。
But these are ordinary people.
但是总而言之，他们都是平凡人。
They're not the ones who went to Jerusalem to study theology.
他们并不是那些到耶路撒冷去攻读神学的人。
They're not the ones that went to Yale or Harvard of the time.
他们并不去当时的哈佛或耶鲁这个高等学府接受教育。
They're not the ones who are associating regularly with the Roman governors.
他们跟当时的罗马帝国政府并没有太大的关系。
God made sure that we see their commonness.
神很刻意的让我们很清楚的看到他们拥有的共同的品质。
And then these are people who are full of little faith.
还有这些人他们的信心并不大。
Actually, oftentimes what we see is they lack faith.
事实上我们常常看到他们缺乏信心。
And they actually are prone to make mistakes.
还有他们很容易犯错。
Can you imagine? They're coming from such different social, economic, or even political background.
他们来自不同的政治、社会、经济背景。
That naturally they would not come together.
所以很自然而然的，他们不是很容易在一起聚在一起的人，或者他们彼此很投合的。
This Jewish man who is a tax collector, he works for the Roman government.
像这个税吏这个犹太人，他为他在罗马帝国政府下面做事。
This is Matthew.
啊，This
is Matthew.
这就是马太。
He is viewed by other Jews as traitor.
那么别的犹太人把他看作是个叛徒。
The Roman Empire came and dominated them and now subjugated them. But now this Jewish man is working for the oppressor.
那么当罗马帝国的政府来到这儿征服他们控制他们让他们臣服的时候这个人居然为罗马帝国服务。
He should be very uncomfortable with the other 11 Jews, right?
所以他应该是跟其他的十一个门徒应该是格格不入的。
Then there's Simon the Zealot.
那还有一个奋锐党的西门。
You know who the Zealots are?
你知道所谓的奋锐党是什么吗？
They're the patriots.
他们是爱国主义者。
There is a small group of Jews who are together. They said, "We oppose the oppressor, the Roman Empire. We need to restore Israel."
这是一小群这个犹太人，他们本着这个民族大义、这个爱国的立场，他们聚在一起。他们说，我们要反抗这个压迫者，我们要恢复以色列。
From this group of political collective,
那么这一。对这一群人而言
There are some extremists.
他们之中有一些极端分子。
They're actually assassins.
他们甚至会从事这个暗杀的工作。
That's how crazy this group is.
所以我们就可见可以想见这个所谓的奋锐党的这一群人是有多么的激进。
You think Simon and Matthew have a good time together?
所以你想象这个西门跟马太这两个人他们会在一起会很投契吗？
Simon goes, Death to the Roman Empire!
这个西门会说你是卖国贼，你是叛徒。
他说我们要罗马帝国的灭亡。
我们要罗马帝国灭亡。
And we hate the traitors.
我们恨汉奸，我们恨这个你们这个卖国贼。
We got to be law-abiding citizens. I got to collect taxes from you to give it to the Roman government.
但是马太会回答说，我们应该做一个奉公守法的好公民。我们应该给政府向政府纳税。
You know, even in these things, we see even in the way that Jesus called these 12, where God's heart is for His church.
那么从这些看起来似乎是小小的事情但是我们可以看见主耶稣基督拣选这十二个人的心意，他创立教会的心意。
We want to have faith, but our faith are little.
我们是渴望要有信心，但是我们的常常我们的信心极其软弱。
Oftentimes we lack faith, and we make a lot of mistakes in life.
常常我们缺乏信心，我们常常犯错。
Many of us are ordinary people.
我们当中很多人不过是一个很平凡的微不足道的人。
We come from different social, economic background, and even political, conflicting political views.
我们来自不同的社会、经济的背景，甚至我们的政治立场可能都是敌对的。
In Scripture, besides Peter and maybe John, very little is written about these apostles.
除了彼得或约翰之外。圣经里头对其他的门徒的记载不太多。
And we know very little about them.
我们对他们所知甚少。
Yeah, it's like they're just obscure in history.
好像他们就是一个默默无闻的小人物一样。
Some of us are that way. Most of us are that way.
他们当中很多人是。
我们今天，许多人也是如此。
我们今天很多人也是一样，如此。
You know, I think about that sometimes.
有的时候我会思考这一点。
I want to do great things for God. I want to do great things for God.
我要为神做大事。
I don't know what God's plan is for me.
但是我不知道神对我有什么计划。
Right? In 20, 30 years, if God willing, then I'm not here anymore.
看神。的心意如何？也许20年、30年之后，我就不在这儿了。
And what do I leave this world with?
我会什么时候离开这个世界
？I don't think I do much.
啊
？I don't think I do much.
我不觉得我为神做了很多。
I actually don't count how many people I led to Christ. I don't count how many churches I planted. Actually, I didn't plant any, so that's zero. It's easy.
事实上，我也没有算一算我。带了多少人？我怎么样？要来带领这个教会
？How many people in our church grew from 20 and 30 to 200, 300 to 2,000, 3,000, and then we build a global church, 2 million people in our church. That'd be amazing.
我也从来没有计划过要我们这个教会要从几十个人能够增长到几百个人、几千个人，然后最后有几十万人的一个。大教会
几百万人、啊、
几百万人的大教会、
嗯、You know, after I die, I don't think anybody's going to write any book about me.
而且我想我死了以后大概也没有人会为我留下什么有关我的记载。
Thanks to God.
但是感谢神。
I'm no different than these 12 apostles.
我跟这十二个门徒没有两样。
You know, God has His plan for us.
神对我们每一个人都有他的计划。
And His plan is great.
他的计划总是 最好的。
But his plan for his church and for you and for me is not the same way we view the value of our life.
但是神对你、对我、对他的教会的计划跟普通我们会想的或世人会想的并不一样。
Despite how ordinary the apostles were,
不管这十二个门徒是有多么的平凡。
Despite how often they make mistakes,
不管尽管他们常常出错。
Despite how often they lack faith,
尽管他们总是缺乏信心。
Despite them being the elite in society, despite them being prominent,
尽管他们并不出众尽管他们并不是社会上的精英。
You know, what we see in them and what's precious about them in God's eye is that they continue to grow in their knowledge and their love for the Lord.
我们所看见的在神眼中认为是珍贵的是他们在知识上在爱心上不断的增长。
That from the moment they met Jesus,
从他们遇见主耶稣基督的那
一刻, that from the moment they answer Jesus' call for them,
从他们认识主耶稣基督的那一刻开始,
from the moment,
从他们接受主耶稣基督的呼召的那一刻开始,
from the moment their life has been changed by Jesus,
从他们的生命被主耶稣基督所改变的那一刻开始,
they lived their life and even gave their life for their beloved Lord.
他们为他们所挚爱的主活出生命来，甚至牺牲了生命。
That's precious in the eyes of God.
这就是在神眼中看为最珍贵的。
And I pray that that's no different for me.
我的祷告是，我也能我的生命也能如此。
And I pray that that's no different for you.
我的祷告是，你们的生命也是如此。
Grow in knowledge and love of the Lord.
在对神的知识和爱心上不断的成长，不断的增长。
Live life and even give your life for the Lord who loves us so.
为主活出生命来，甚至为主牺牲自己的生命。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word is precious.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，你的话语何等宝贵。
And thank you, Lord, for your spirit who teaches us and speaks to us.
感谢主的灵能够光照我们，能够教导我们。
Lord, we want to treasure your teaching and your words in our hearts and in our souls.
我们要主，我们要珍惜，我们要珍爱你的话语，把它存在心里。
We want to answer your calling.
我们要回应你对我们的呼召。
And we want our lives to be always accompanied by your miraculous power.
我们要我们的生命总是能够展现出你莫大的能力。
All glory be to you.
我们把所有的荣耀都归给你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。阿们。